I'm outnumbered by improvisers, but we accept all kinds. So Arcade Comedy Theater is here today, and Penny Arcade is improv that's especially fun for everybody in the family. And a week from today, they'll be at the Henry Heyman Theater in Oakland as part of the Pittsburgh Comedy Festival. And we have Elisa Collison, Matt Lanning, Karen Forney, and Chris Leone. Where is it? Chris Leone. I should have rehearsed that. Leone. Chris Leone. And in the spirit of improv, I'm just going to get out of the way until they need me and turn it over to Penny Arcade.
Thank you. We're very happy to be here. So we are the Penny Arcade Comedy Players. We're part of the Improv Comedy Theater downtown. I'm Elisa.
Karen.
I'm Chris.
This is Matt.
And we are going to do a couple improv comedy games for you this morning as a preview of what you're going to get at the Pittsburgh Comedy Festival. So that, again, that's next week at the Henry Heyman Theater at 3 o'clock, and it's a free family show. Good for all ages. Bring the whole gang down. We're going to have crafts. We're going to be performing. We're going to have all kinds of great fun comedy and music acts all throughout that afternoon. So improv comedy, this is something that we're going to make up entirely on the spot right here. And it's a little bit different being on the radio. Normally, you'd see us acting out, acting crazy up on the stage at the arcade downtown. So we're going to try to give you a taste of improv with just our voices, which I think is going to be a really fun challenge for us. The first game that we are going to play is called Ring the Bell. Matt, do you want to talk
sure.
to us about this game?
All right. This game is called Ring the Bell. I have a bell in my hand. It sounds like this. Okay. And what's going to happen here is two of our improvisers here, Chris and Karen, they're going to do a scene for us. And anytime I hear them say something that I want them to switch, I'm going to ring this bell and they'll have to change it to something else. And so they'll just continue on from that last thing they said and the scene will continue.
For example,
if Chris walked in and said,
I'm tired this morning. I feel like drinking some juice. I'd love a banana.
And then it continues on from there.
Wait, should we do a countdown? Should we do a real Penny Arcade countdown?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes.
Now, the way we start all our games at the Penny Arcade is we have a countdown. 3, 2, 1, let's play. So if you're at home, play along, okay? And we're going to get this game started. Ready?
Three, two, one, let's play!
Well, Karen, I'm really glad you came down this morning. I was expecting you.
Oh, I brought you your banana split just the way you like it.
Oh, wow. Banana splits for breakfast, my favorite.
I know, don't tell anybody. It's our little secret.
Yeah.
I brought 2 spoons. I brought a brick. I brought also a piece of paper with some ancient runes.
Whoa, ancient runes and banana splits, two of my favorite things.
I thought we could tell each other our fortunes and eat our banana splits together because we're friends. Now, do you have your special magic hat, Chris?
Of course I have my magic hat, and it's right here on the table. I have my magic hat, and I left it on this chair. I have my magic hat, but I cut it into small pieces.
Oh, goodness gracious. We're going to have to get a bunch of mice to wear this kind of little tiny piece
of hat. Well, that's the idea. There'll be so much more magic in the room.
Oh, my God. Oh, here they come. Here they come. Do, 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 do.
Oh, hello. Is this a little hat that I can wear? Yeah. I really wanted to be dressed up today.
Oh, wow. I didn't bring enough spoons for everybody. I didn't bring enough bricks for everybody. I didn't wear shoes today. I hope that's okay.
Ooh, I like your toes. Did you almost done?
Oh, you're tickling me. Oh, my gosh. Okay, well, if everybody's ready, I will begin the incantation.
I'm ready.
Okay, here we go.
Banana splits.
Ooh. I Did you know that I am a little person in a tree? I live in a tree. Do 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 do. Everybody do 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 do. Oh, and the magic's happening now. Oh my gosh.
The banana split's getting so much bigger. The banana split is disappearing. Wow, I feel really silly.
That's what I wanted, Chris, because today is Saturday.
Yes, Saturday!
Today is a Wednesday. Today, I am turning 35.
It's your birthday!
Happy birthday!
So thanks for being my birthday friend.
Oh, we could put all these, we could put candles in the banana split. We could sing to you all morning. We could go for a walk and pretend that we're elves. What if we just talked about fish the rest of the day?
I would love that, Chris.
I know you love fish.
I love guppies, and I love goldfish, and
yeah,
I love...
and clownfish, because you like to be funny, so clownfish.
Oh,
yeah,
you
yeah.
got me. You got me. All right, let's dig into this banana split.
Okay, sounds like it's time for that.
Yay! All right.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
That was Ring the Bell.
Ring the Bell.
Goes to some crazy places, and that's what's so fun about it. Digging deep into their minds.
Nobody, you know, these are just four people, four microphones, four bow ties, four black shirts, but nothing else but the bell and their memories and their strong desire to keep from breaking up as they perform. That was a lot of fun. Arcade Comedy Theater's Penny Arcade Troupe. That was kind of fun.
You counted there were four of us here standing here, but we actually brought a very special friend all the way from the planet Zoot. This special friend is so smart. He knows everything there is to know about everything. And he comes to every show. All the way from the planet Zoot. Oftentimes, he's quite sleepy, but we know how to deal with that. This is the Question Monster, and he has decided to make a very special appearance with us here at the Saturday Light Brigade. Now, there he is. He's here. Oh, my goodness. I'm in awe. I'm starstruck. Do you have any questions that you would like to ask the Question Monster? This could be a question about... the universe. The question could be about how to do your laundry. It could be a question about anything at all.
I'll try to ask a question. And Ricky, I'm going to ask you to, if you want to ask a question, you can call us too. 412-200-5975. Wow, it's as if this Question Monster has a brain that's triple the size of any other brain. I've never seen this.
This is a very special. He does have three brains, three heads. Oh, goodness. And that means three times the sleepiness.
Okay. I've got a bottle of water here in front of me, and I'm curious, where did this water come from?
Let's wake up the Question Monster, because I think he's going to have an answer. So I need you to help me out here. We're going to say 3, 2, 1. Wake up, Question Monster. Can you do that with me now?
Sure.
Three, two, one.
Wake up,
Question Monster!
Sorry.
Thank you for coming all the way here to this
good water.
Yeah.
We have a question for you about this bottle of water that you see on the counter. Maybe you at home have a bottle of water in your fridge, very similar to this one. And we are wondering, where did this bottle of water come from?
This
water
came from
the
Fiji
Island.
Where
water
is everywhere.
So
if
you
have
lots
of
water
around
your
house,
you could
put
it
in
a
box and
ship
it
to
your
mother.
Wow. That was... I bet you my mother is thirsty right now. She would love to receive a box of water from around the house. Question Monster, thank you. Oh, gee whiz, it looked like he fell asleep again.
Oh, tiring, Question Monster.
He is super tiring. Well, I have a question that has been on my mind all week long. Oh, geez, let's wake him up again. Would you like to help me wake up the question monster again? At home, you can wake him up, too. We yell real loud, together. Three, two, one. Wake up, question monster.
Okay, I'm awake.
I wasn't asleep.
I'm okay, you're asleep.
Question monster, my question for you is, what color should I paint my toenails today?
You
should paint
your toenails
any
color
besides
green
or red.
Because
those
are
the colors
reserved
for
royalty.
Yes. You
are
almost
royalty.
So
keep close
to
those
colors.
But
someday
you
will
become
a
princess
who has
many
purple,
green,
orange
toes.
The question monster knows my ancestry too. This is very enlightening. I learned something about myself today. I think, oh golly, he fell asleep again. I think we could probably ask the question monster one more question before we send him back home to Planet Zoot to take a nap. Do you have any other questions you would like to ask the question monster?
Will the pirates win tonight?
That's a great question. Let's wake up the question monster together. 3, 2, 1. Wake up, question monster.
Wake up, you guys.
Question monster. This is a very burning question on the minds of Pittsburghers everywhere. Will the Pirates win the game tonight?
Oh!
That
subject.
We
feel
very
decided
that
the
Pirates
will
win
every
game
that
they
want,
including
tonight.
Party on.
Wow.
Yes.
Question monster would make a wonderful statistician, I think. Well, let's send the question monster back home so he can take a nap. So all together, we're going to say 3, 2, 1, go take a nap, question monster. Ready? 3, 2, 1, go take a nap, question monster.
Bye.
See you next Saturday at the Comedy Cabaret.
I think the question monster would make a great presidential candidate, too, with that last answer.
I agree with that. Perfectly
suited. Arcade Comedy Theater is here. Penny Arcade is going to be taking to the stage in just a week as part of the Pittsburgh Comedy Festival, August 29th. I think they have one more bit. Is that what they call them? Bits?
It's a game. We call them games.
So a question, just to ask you to break character for a second. There's rules to how you do this, and you can teach people how to do this, right? I mean, maybe not to become as good as you are immediately, but I know I've never taken improv, but there are some classic techniques, and do you guys offer lessons to help people learn these?
We at Arcade Comedy Theater, you can absolutely take classes in improv. There's also stand-up classes if you're into that.
There's sketch writing.
And the occasional improv for teens or for kids. So check out arcadecomedytheater.com. You can check out the class schedule there. Also, lots of fun workshops as well.
Yeah, it's really a lot of fun. And I know some of the things, but just informally. And you might enjoy doing that. So you could check out arcadecomedy.com.
Arcadecomedytheater.com.
You don't want to improvise on giving a address for a website. You generally want to have that exactly correct.
And the Arcade Comedy Theater is actually working on developing some kids' classes. So keep an eye out for that on arcadecomedytheater.com in the near future as well.
And we would be happy to be your stage for that.
I performed here at the Children's Museum a few times. We were here end of July, I think, just across the hall here in the theater.
Normally the second Saturday of every month.
Second Saturday of every month.
At the Arcade Comedy.
Downtown at 1 o'clock.
Excellent. Well, I know you've got one more thing. Forgive me.
Yeah.
Is there anything else we should mention? The Comedy Festival a week from today.
A week from today.
Yeah, and it'll feature us and Vince Charming, the magician. It's going to be fun. And we have some musicians as well.
Pittsburgh uke and tuba.
Right? Uke and tuba, yes. Yeah. So it's going to be a lot of fun, comedy and it's band. All age appropriate. So
And free.
So really, there's no reason not to go. I can't think of one.
It's just going to be so much fun.
Yeah.
The whole weekend is just dedicated to comedy.
Nice.
So if you're over in England listening, you should get plane tickets now and fly over for the show.
Yeah, it's going to be cheaper if you buy them today.
Right.
I mean, Monty Python reunited and Arcade Comedy Theater is there. So I don't know if you saw those pictures, but they did reunite on stage within the last couple of weeks. So what have you got to finish us up here?
All right, so this is Karen. I'm going to share our last game that we're going to play. Now, everyone listening, this game is called Speedy Story, and what we'd like to do at first is ask everybody, like, what is your favorite story? Think about your favorite fairy tale or your favorite book or your favorite movie even, or any kind of favorite story that you have. And let's all, I'm going to ask the penny players to think for a second of their favorite story, maybe you two. And at the count of three, I want everyone to say their favorite story out loud. Everybody, just so that we can practice thinking about our favorite stories. All right, if you've got it, 3, 2, 1.
Aladdin!
Jack and
three
the
Little Pigs.
All right, I just heard, but I know that you all have your favorite story in mind. So in order to play this game, we need somebody in this studio who can tell this, right? Yes, to give us the beginning, the middle, and the end of their favorite story, just kind of a nice synopsis of this story. Now, who would like to tell this story?
I'll do it.
Oh, yay!
I can do
yay.
It. And Andy had an email about dreaming, and Andy, I just got that a little bit too late, but thanks for sending it. I just need to give you the beginning, the middle, and the end.
Yeah, tell us the story, a couple characters that play a key role in that story.
Okay, my story will involve Jeb hunting, cross-country travel, and California paradise.
Okay, and so Jeb goes hunting in the California paradise.
Now, the Jeb hunting.
Oh, Jeb hunting.
Do I need to tell you which is which? Beginning. Do I need to tell you which is beginning, middle, and end?
Just tell us the story as if someone was telling your version of
the
story.
It all starts with Jeb hunting.
Okay.
Jeb eventually takes a cross country trip and ends up living in in a California paradise.
Okay. Wow. Okay.
Sounds like the Beverly Hillbillies plot.
Mm-hmm. And if you don't mind, I'll ask just a couple more questions.
Oh, sure.
What is he hunting? Or is that his
food.
Last name?
He's hunting for
Jeb
some food.
Hunting.
He's hunting for
and he's
some
a hunter,
food.
And he's hunting for some food.
Yes.
And so I get the sense that maybe he's doing a cross-country trip to his end goal is getting to California. Is that?
Well, no. He was hunting for some food, and then he missed. But as a result of his missing, he all of a sudden found that he could afford this cross-country trip.
Oh, okay. So something happened. So he's out hunting, and he sees the food animal he's about to hunt down. But
Texas
he misses,
tea.
But it, as
yes,
a result
Texas
of missing,
tea, yes.
he finds his fortunes to make this cross-country trip. And then is there any, like, hardship that he hits along the way?
Well, Grandma has to ride up top.
Okay, so he has maybe a little bit of conflict with finding some proper seating for Grandma.
Right.
And he goes, sets out on this cross-country trip. Are there any other characters that we should know about
in
this
story? I think I'm breaking improv rules here.
Can't be broken.
There's bluegrass music in the background all during
bluegrass.
The trip.
All right, awesome.
Nice.
And then,
so where do they start? I had that question. Where do they start? It goes to the West Coast.
What's the setting of this story?
He was a poor mountaineer, that had trouble keeping his family fed.
So somewhere in the mountains. Great.
Okay. And
of the East, apparently.
The very, very end of the story, is it a happy ending? Is it a sad ending? Or is it?
By the way, we'll have Saturday Light Brigade birthdays coming up. I would say it's a very happy ending for everybody.
Of course.
Okay.
Absolutely, especially Miss Jane. Miss Jane.
Miss Jane, is that Grandma?
Happy. Well, no, Miss Jane is one of the new friends.
So he makes a new friend along the way.
Yeah.
Awesome. I think we have enough information. Jeb hunting goes hunting and then finds himself on the adventure across the country.
All right, let's count our penny players down. Oh, wait, but I should explain. So we are going to tell your story in exactly 1 minute. We're going to act it out, as it were, over radio. And I'm going to give them only 1 minute to do this. Is everybody ready?
Yes.
Oh, she's timing them.
I'm going to time them. I have my timer out for exactly 1 minute. All right.
Usually these stories are told in exactly 30 minutes, by the way.
Oh, yeah, and that's we are trained professional quick storytellers. All right, let's count them down. Three, two, one, let's play!
Hey, Grandma! You hungry?
Yeah, I'm hungry.
All right, well, I'm going to go out in the mountains here, and I'm going to look for some food.
All right, hurry up, be safe.
Okay.
Only bring back food.
All right, I will. Okay, got my shotgun here. I'm just walking through the woods. Oh, there's a coyote. That's a goodie right there. Oh, dang, I missed him.
Oh, you can't shoot me. I'm a coyote. Yeah, you're going to have a coyote.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Coyote. I hit your house. What's that coming out of the side of your house? It's some black substance.
Is that
oil? Texas tea?
Oh, you can get on your way.
Can I have
mind
that?
Nothing back to my house.
Oh, I think I'm going to take some of this with me. I'll just put it in my pouch here and take it back home. Hey, Grandma, I found some oil. I didn't get any food, but...
Oil?
We should
take
this.
Well, we can't eat oil.
But we can put it in our car and drive really far. Cross-country, even.
Only if I can wear a seatbelt.
Okay, Grandma, but you know the only seatbelt's on top of the car.
Well, I guess that's where I'm sitting.
Okay, get on top.
Here we go
to California.
And now there's a montage of them going across the country. They're going across. And who do they meet but this nice young lady, Jane?
Hi, could you please give me a ride?
Hop on in. I got tons of oil. We can drive anywhere.
To the left coast.
Oh, I think that's where we're going to, right?
Well, let's get on it.
And they're going across the country. And they're going across. And then they get to California.
Oh, that's a big house. I think we should live there.
I think I could live here, too.
Okay.
Well, that's great.
Mr. House Owner.
Oh, that's my house.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah, come on in. You might as well stay with me. You gave me a ride.
And it was a happy ending. Thank you very much, Penny Players. Okay, so they cheated a little bit. That was more like 2 minutes instead of 1 minute.
Well, that's okay.
That's okay. Now that you guys know what our time constraints
are. I'm sorry. I probably was supposed to choose a fictitious story rather than a real one.
No, it's usually perfect. People tell real stories sometimes.
You know what? Sometimes we get people's completely made up stories, and those are even just as delightful as a typical Peter Pan or whatever. So, all right, you guys. I'm giving you 30 seconds. Okay. You guys gotta hit this. You gotta trim it down.
A lot of fluff in there.
Everybody, we gotta keep them accountable. So, 30 seconds on the clock. Let's count them down. 3, 2, 1. Let's play.
Grandma, you hungry?
Yeah, get me some food.
Okay, got my shotgun.
Hey, you ain't gonna hit me. Oh, you missed.
I'm gonna take some of this stuff out of your house.
That's oil.
Oh, really? Okay, put it in my pouch.
Take you far.
Grandma!
Yeah?
I got oil. Let's go to California.
Give me a seatbelt.
Cross country. Oh, get on top of the car.
Okay,
here we go.
And they're going across the country, and then they meet Jane.
Oh, could you give me a ride?
Hop in. We got
to go to the
oil.
Left coast.
We can drive there.
Great. And they keep going across the country.
Hey, we're here. Look. Would you mind staying at my house?
This one right here?
This big one.
Well, sure.
Well,
let's all live together.
And they lived happily ever after.
Yay!
All right, you guys, you did a much better job. All right, I'm so proud of you guys. Now, I know you guys can do this. I'm going to make you guys do this in 15 seconds. I want you to tell this story in 15 seconds.
Okay.
Are you guys ready?
Yes.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's count you down. 3, 2, 1. Let's play.
See you, Grandma.
Oh, hey, coyote. Oh, you knocking that oil out of my house.
I'll take it.
Okay.
Grandma, hop on. Let's go.
Hey, can you give me a ride?
Come on in.
I'm going to the left coast. Sunny out there.
Here we are.
You know, since you gave me a ride, you want to stay in this big house? It's mine.
I'm going to move right in.
Well, there you go.
Come on, Grandma.
Family.
Yay.
They did it in 15 seconds, and now we're going to do an insanity round. Insanity round means you're going to do it in 5 seconds.
Okay.
5 seconds, everybody. 3, 2, 1, let's play.
On the left coast.
Fill it up. Come on, Granny.
Give me a ride.
Get on in.
You might as well live with me.
Come on, Granny.
It's a big house.
Yay.
Yeah. All right. Give them a round of applause.
Amazing Arcade Comedy Theater, Penny Arcade. You don't abbreviate further, do you?
We could do. Do you guys want to do it in 1 second? No.
Boy, did they just violate a rule of improv here.
That is.
The offer made, not accepted.
Yeah.
You guys are great. Chris, Matt, Karen, Elisa, anything else we should mention?
If you can't make it next Saturday, we are at the Arcade Theater the second Saturday of every month at 1 p.m.
1 p.m. Arcade Comedy Theater is located at 811 Liberty Avenue downtown. And again, next Saturday, the Kids Comedy Cabaret is a free event sponsored by Grable as part of the Pittsburgh Comedy Festival. That's at the Henry Heyman Theater, 4301 Forbes Avenue in Oakland. You can read more about the Pittsburgh Comedy Festival at pittsburghcomedyfestival.org/kids-comedy-cabaret. And that's where you can learn more about the free Kids Comedy Cabaret. If you want to learn more about the Arcade Comedy Theater online, visit arcadecomedytheater.com/events/pennyarcade. And you can learn more about the Penny Arcade there.
Since Andy is in York, do you think the question monster can come back and answer one question for him? Is that possible?
Now? Oh, wait, let's see. Is he still?
He's sleeping in the back.
He fell asleep on the way. Yes, we can go get him.
All right.
Here he is.
And our thanks to Arcade Comedy Theater and Penny Arcade. Andy wants to know, how do we know we are not all dreaming?
Wow. Well, that's a great question, Andy. Andy, make sure you help me wake up the question monster because, of course, he fell asleep again. So all together, 3, 2, 1, wake up, question monster. Question monster, this could be the biggest question you have ever answered ever. Are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
Andy wants to know, how do we know that we're all not dreaming?
Well,
we
know
that
we
not
dreaming
because
I
am
always
pinching
myself,
and
it
makes
me
hurt
a lot
when
you
don't
dream.
You
are
sleeping,
so
make
yourself
a
special
dream
nest,
and
you
will
know
that
you're
dreaming
always.
Always.
Always
dreaming.
Oh, my goodness. Well, Andy, it sounds like the question monster is saying, pinch yourself, and if it hurts, you're awake. Otherwise, make yourself a wonderful sleeping, dreaming nest, and you will have the most special dreams ever.
Look at them all intertwined, arms and legs and heads and fingers interlaced, and they're just like suspended from our ceiling here. They're so cute.
Let's send the question monster back to Planet Zoo to take a nap. 3, 2, 1, go take a nap, question monster.
Wake up, take
a
nap.
See you next week, question monster.
Karen, Elisa, Chris, Matt, Arcade Comedy Theater, thank you. Good luck next week. Thanks to the Grable Foundation for sponsoring your performance. It's 8 after 9. You're listening to the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade.